USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House Counsel's Office is calling on news outlets across the country to carefully examine the GOP House impeachment inquiry against President Biden.
The White House's message calls on news organizations to challenge what it perceives as falsehoods and misinformation circulated by Republicans, and that's not sitting well with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
It's really concerning to me that the President, the White House, is telling the press what to say.
McCarthy emphasized the importance of the press objectively investigating Republican claims regarding President Biden's alleged gains from his son Hunter's international business ventures. I'm John Schaefer.
A U.S. federal judge appointed in the Bush years is ruling against a new version of the DACA program that allows second-generation illegal immigrants to remain in the country because they were brought in as children. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanen again agreed the program, originally enacted under Obama without congressional approval, is illegal. The Biden administration put together a revised version of the DACA program, but attorneys general from Texas, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Nebraska, South Carolina, West Virginia, Kansas, and Mississippi successfully argued the new DACA program causes undue harm in their states. After a meeting between White House officials and tech executives in Washington, D.C. Wednesday, tech entrepreneur Elon Musk was asked how the government might approach artificial intelligence.
I think the probability of there being some sort of AI regulatory agency that stands on its own, similar to the FAA or FCC, is likely at some point.
Several big tech bigwigs have been pleading with U.S. lawmakers to get government involved in controlling the development and rollout of AI. And the Powerball jackpot for tonight skyrocketed to an estimated $550 million. It's been a while since someone took home the big prize, ever since a lucky person in Los Angeles snagged a $1 billion ticket. This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
The FBI now investigating the cyber attack at MGM Resorts International.
The attack, which began Monday, has paralyzed the company's systems for several days. MGM, which operates 31 hotels and gaming venues worldwide, announced the shutdown on Monday, citing a cybersecurity issue. The extent of the incident's impact remains unclear, but social media posts are showing disrupted operations in Las Vegas, with slot machines offline and long lines at registration, show box offices, and restaurants where computers are offline. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Utah Republican Mitt Romney is announcing his plans not to run for re-election in the U.S. Senate. In a video announcement posted Wednesday, Romney said, "It's time for a new generation of leadership." He also railed against the current top two White House contenders, Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
On deficits and debt, both men refuse to address entitlements, even though they know that this represents two-thirds of federal spending. Donald Trump calls global warming a hoax, and President Biden offers feel-good solutions that make no difference to the global climate.
In his remarks, Romney also clarified that he is not going into retirement and will, quote, stay in the fight. There's a rising worry about an increase in infections from flesh-eating bacteria, known as Vibrio, in the U.S. Some experts believe that climate change is playing a role in Vibrio spreading further, even up the East Coast. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.